Good morning, welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for all the upcoming Chamber things, go to DurangoBusiness.org, and for everything Fort Lewis, FortLewis.edu. How are we doing today?
Great.
So what's going on at Fort Lewis?
So much.
Lots. Yeah? Like what? What are you guys doing?
We have some water events.
What?
Upcoming Water Week, we're partnering with Rocky Mountain PBS for a couple events the week of Wednesday, February 26th and Friday, February 28th.
So the collaborative effort, how did that come about?
Well, Rocky Mountain PBS has a TV series called Colorado Experience, and
Okay. They've
produced an episode of that called Western Water and Power.
So if you had to say Western Water, Water Week, and Power, I'm just kidding you, you had to say that five times real fast, I couldn't.
So it's about the history of water in Colorado and how we've developed this amazing system to allow us to have water and survive in an arid climate. And
right.
We're going to be pre-screening it at Fort Lewis College in the ballroom on Wednesday the 26th.
Okay.
And if you register online, you get a complimentary beer from Ska, provided by our fabulous sponsors.
I'm kind of liking that.
Yeah, so there's a reception and tables and beer. And the screening will start at 7, and then it'll be followed by a panel discussion and some Q&A.
Okay.
And then Rocky Mountain PBS is hosting another event on Friday, a beer and whiskey tasting, because after all, beer is mostly water.
Right. Well, and water is so vitally important. So I went to a meeting the other night, a couple weeks ago, and it was with the county wanting to know what some of the concerns are. And Dave Epic, actually, who was at Fort Lewis for years and years, and he talked about climate change. And I told him afterwards, I said, you know what I really appreciated? He goes, what's that? I said, you didn't make it political. You just talked and said, we deny or not or whatever, but the climate is changing. He said, we're seeing less precipitation. We're seeing warmer temperatures down here in the Four Corners. And the way he explained it, I told him, I said, I really appreciate how you approach that. And when you think of water, I've said this before, I think both of you, that with our house, we have irrigation rights. And water is just like, when you're supposed to get it, by golly, you better not mess with my water. It's so critical.
It is so critical. And I think it's important for us to not talk about water without talking about climate change.
Yeah.
Right now. It is one of our biggest issues. As temperatures warm, we are going to have less water.
Right.
And we already struggle with scarcity in
Sure. The
American West. And we have to share and
Yeah. Collaborate
and cooperate so that we have a sustainable future.
You know, just because it starts here, and I think we're the one of two states where water flows out of, not into, and Hawaii is the other one.
That's correct. We're a headwater state.
Yes, Yep. That's what it's called, headwater. Yes, thank you.
We share the Colorado River with six other states, the country of Mexico, and there are 29 Native American tribes in the Colorado River Basin.
Wow.
Welcome
makes
to
it
Water
fascinating.
Week.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, but all those things will be answered on Wednesday, February 26th, and it's from 6 to 8:30 at the Student Union Ballroom. Obviously, free parking, I'm assuming, up on campus?
Yes.
So no problem there. And with this, for that, what is it, 2.5 hours? I'm looking upside down. But what are all some of the things that, again, that you'll cover? And why should someone that maybe says, well, I'm not concerned about water, why should people attend this?
Well, so we'll have some exhibits during the reception from 6 to 7 from the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, the City of Durango Utilities, Dolores Water and Conservancy District, and the Water Information Program and Mountain Studies Institute. So if you're interested in learning about where your water comes from, how it gets to your house,
right,
this would be a great place to come find out some of those answers. We also have a new student water-focused club called H2Org, and they're going to have an exhibit also and be sharing some of the things they've been learning about stream ecology and all the amazing little bugs that live in our river.
Oh, wow. And let me ask this. So do you need to register for this or just show up?
We would appreciate if you pre-register. If you pre-register, you'll get a ticket for a complimentary Ska beer when you arrive at the event. But the event is free. It's open to the public. If you don't register, just show up.
Right.
You won't get a beer, but yeah.
Can you buy one?
Yes, there will be a cash bar.
Okay.
And we will have snacks and refreshments from 6 to 7 compliments of our awesome sponsors.
Oh, very cool. Yes, you have your hand up. Yes.
This sounds family friendly, too.
Yes, definitely.
And appropriate for high schoolers or middle schoolers.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Do you have any schools coming up that you know about?
I don't. That's a great great suggestion, though.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Schools are invited. This could be like an extra credit type of course to come on up and attend the Water Week. And it's brought to you also by Rocky Mountain PBS and some great things going on. All right, I'm stealing the cheat sheet. I'm trying to read upside down. Four Corners Water Center, H2Org, Ska Brewing, SWCD, what's that one?
Southwestern Water Conservation District.
All right, I need glasses. Bureau of Reclamation, City of Durango Utilities, and the DWCD.
Dolores Water Conservancy District.
All right, and then you've got the other Water Information Program and Mountain Studies Institute all helping to put this on. So, wow. And it's all happening on Wednesday, February 26th. And then there's another event you mentioned.
Friday, February 28th, it's at the Powerhouse Science Center,
mm-hmm.
and it's another event hosted by Rocky Mountain PBS and the Four Corners Water Center at Fort Lewis College, and our Student Water Club will be there too, and that one is also sponsored by Steamworks, Carver's, and Honeyville for
nice.
A free beer and whiskey tasting and talking about how water is used in beer making and tours of water history at the Powerhouse Science Center, and Beer to Clear, which is a nonprofit that is looking at using beer making to help clean up our waterways.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating. And along with that, so will it be kind of a lecture at that event on Friday as well?
That one's, it's more of a reception. There will be some short presentations and the possibility to do some tours of the powerhouse that are more focused on the history of water in, or the role that water played in the history of Durango.
So all that going on, you're going to bring in extra restrooms? I'm kidding, just, you know. All that beer consumption, you know, it's renting beer, it's cleansing. All right, Elizabeth, you have something over here, Civics Match Scholarship Program. What's going on with that?
This is great. This is a way that Fort Lewis College is engaging with the community, supporting those community civic companies and organizations that support our students at Fort Lewis College. So anybody at Fort Lewis College, either a first-time freshman or anybody who is currently at Fort Lewis College who has received a scholarship from a civic organization, we're going to match that at $500.
So it could be from Kiwanis,
Rotary,
Board
of Realtors.
And you're matching it.
We're matching it. That's correct.
No questions asked, so to speak. Or I mean,
all the students have to do is when they go in and sign up online, all they have to do is attach their award letter.
Uh-huh. And then you guys will say that will match it up to how much?
$500.
Wow. Right. Free money.
Free
so to
money.
Speak.
So it really boosts the civic scholarships that are out there.
Yeah.
And we've gone around the area to talk to some of these different groups, and everybody's really excited about it. So we want to get the word out there and make sure that all the students know and all the civic groups know that we are matching these scholarships. And we really thank all these civic organizations who are supporting our students.
And where does that money, is that from the foundation?
From the foundation. Okay. Right? And we feel like this is a really great use of scholarship money and a great way to help our students and come to Fort Lewis College and stay there.
Well, and there's a lot of great things that, you know, Fort Lewis just, it seems like, I want to say maybe since Striticus has been there, but new energy that's been happening.
A lot of new energy. Yes, we have the Tuition Promise as well, which is a program where families who are earning either, I think it's under $60,000 or less, they can come tuition free as well. So there are a lot of ways that we're trying to make it affordable and accessible for all great students to come here.
And there's so many different scholarships available also through the foundation. I'm trying to remember, Sandy Jameson, is she still over there?
She is.
Okay,
because yes.
I just remember talking to her one time years back about all the different opportunities that were available, you know, whether it was from academic to athletic to alumni to, you know, she said, there's so many different kinds, so it's always worth going in and talking to them.
Right. Going in and talking to them, or going on to the foundation site at Fort Lewis College and looking up the all the different scholarships. And she's, we were on that last radio show.
Yeah.
And she talked about, you talk to her too, because she'll definitely help everybody.
Yeah.
So definitely check that out. And you can check out the Civic Match scholarship at fortlewis.edu/civic-match.
One more time.
fortlewis.edu/civic-match.
Wow. You guys got a lot going on.
We do.
What else is happening?
Innovation Center.
Oh, yeah. Innovation Center. Thank you.
Thursday, February 27th at 5:30, we're going to do our ribbon cutting of the Center for Innovation. And this is in the downtown mall on Main Street upstairs.
Right.
So that is open to the
835 Main.
8:30, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, so
I used to do commercials for them. I don't know why I remember that. But it's upstairs, the old Get
it's
Prime
upstairs,
space.
Upstairs, right, in the old Get Prime space. And we're really excited about that space, which is a collaboration between Fort Lewis College and the Small Business Development Center, the Southern Ute Indian Tribe, and SCAPE.
Right.
So this is an incubator accelerator program. We're going to have space for our Hawk Tank business plan competition, which is for the college students and the high school students.
That's so cool.
So this is really exciting. And we hope to increase economic opportunity, economic development in this area with our center.
I think it's so neat, and not that, you know, having the SBDC on campus was wonderful, but bringing it downtown, I think, is going to make it even more accessible. I think Mary Shepherd's going to find more people walk-in traffic, so to speak, and people just coming in to find out about it. And it's funny when you mentioned the SBDC and the Innovation Center and the Southwest Colorado Accelerator Program for Entrepreneurs. I can think of flux capacitors. You know, you watch Back to the Future. It sounds like you guys are going to be inventing flux capacitors.
And more.
Maybe that's going to be one of the Hawk Tank projects, coming up with a flux capacitor. I wish I had my camera when I said that. You both looked at me like I had three heads. Like, where in the world is Jack going with that? So anyway, all right, we got about a minute left. So when's the Water Week happening?
Wednesday, February 26th and Friday, February 28th. On Wednesday, it's at Fort Lewis College in the ballroom at 6 o'clock. Friday, 5 o'clock at the Powerhouse. More information at fortlewis.edu/water or rmpbs.org/events/waterweek. It's a statewide event, actually.
That is so cool. And if you got a scholarship from a civic organization, go over to the foundation, $500 match, maximum match, and also innovation ribbon cutting is when?
Thursday, February 27th at 5:30 in the main mall upstairs, downtown Durango.
Just look for the blue and yellow balloons.
There you go.
You gonna have balloons?
I'm not sure if we're gonna have balloons. We're
gonna
have
something.
Well,
you are now.
I was
told kidding you.
I was told it's going to be obvious because I want to make sure people can get upstairs.
Well, absolutely.
And find us.
Park downtown. Head on up there. And congratulations to the Innovation Center. Also with Steve Elias getting moving it downtown. I think that's another wonderful move. You guys will be downtown and off the campus. That's great.
That's really exciting as we continue to engage with community. It's really important for us to be there. So this is a great move for us and for the community.
So if you want more information, you can go to fortlewis.edu, and then you just punch in match. You could probably put in Water Week. All those things go on the calendar under fortlewis.edu, and it's all there.
That's right.
Wow. Nothing else going on, huh? Just kidding you. And go out and support the Skyhawks. Go Skyhawks.
Go Skyhawks. Skyhawks.
All right. We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. And for Chamber upcoming events, DurangoBusiness.org. All things Fort Lewis, fortlewis.edu. Have a great day.